And joining us live over the phone right now, Kemmer Ranger football coach Bart Jernigan. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing really well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thanks, Coach, for taking a few minutes out of your morning to talk with us. And first off, I want to start with what must be some pretty fun excitement building in Kemmer as the Rangers starting 2-0. We got a night game tonight against the Thermopolis Bobcats. Talk to us about the energy level there in Kemmer.
Yeah, I mean, it's been good energy, and it's kind of, I mean, it's an energy that's, you know, began last spring. The kids have put a lot of work into kind of hitting the ground running this year and going to camps and making sure they were busy in the weight room. And it's paid off a little bit this first couple of weeks, and, you know, we're excited about it, and everybody's pretty jacked, I guess would be the best way to say it, about the things that we've done so far. But also there's a little bit of air of humbleness and hungriness still about us. We still haven't reached the goals that we ultimately want to achieve, and I think our boys are realistic about it, our coaching staff's realistic about it, and we want to keep this excitement going, but we always want to make sure that we don't get complacent.
Well, you know, you look at the first two games that you played. Of course, Moorcroft is a team that's been down and struggling, and that game kind of was what it was. But I think last week, that the Pinedale game has always been big for you guys on the schedule. Sometimes whoever wins that game is in and loses is out. And I think the way that you guys played against Pinedale, that had to be a good, even more than Moorcroft, I think that had to be a good one to get for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, just the regional rivalry alone means a little bit more. The fact that they're so close, you know, and we see each other in so many different events and things, it was good to get that win and big for our kids' confidence. And Pinedale, I think, you know, is a lot better team than they showed out last week. But I think, you know, a good deal of that is due to some of the stuff that our boys were able to do to get them off rhythm and to take the ball away. I mean, we forced 9 turnovers, which I don't know that I've ever seen that in a football game, and I don't know that I ever will. So I was proud of our defensive effort there, and certainly that's going to go ahead and give us some momentum going into conference. So we want to get back in the playoffs. It's important for our kids to get there and to make some noise once we get there. But getting that first conference win is a big step in that direction. So we were happy to beat Pinedale and, you know, recognize them as a quality team, and just recognize that every week the stakes get a little bit higher with the you know, quality of the opponent and the scale of the challenge. And I think we're ready to step up to it. So we're excited about it.
9 turnovers, Coach. That's I don't think I've ever heard that either. But let's talk about some of your kids, some of your guys, and who's getting it done for the Rangers. Let's talk about some of your players and tell our listeners about who is doing what for Kemmer.
Yeah, I mean, it all kind of starts up front for us. It's where a lot of, I think, our strength is in terms of returning. So our offensive line, you got Grayson Kelly out there, Owen Barton. You've got Bo Jackman, you've got Coulter Krell, and you've got Abram Hartman. And then I would throw in our tight end there, because he's a lot of times a lineman. I would throw in Bridger Anderson there. They've done a good job of keying us up front and helping us move the ball consistently in the backfield. We've kind of had a three-headed monster approach in terms of getting the ball to Logan Emery. Cole Rogers and Noah Parks have racked up the yards on the ground for us and done a great job out there. And then, you know, Kyle Fox is our QB this year, and that's been a big implementation as we've passed the ball a little bit better this year than we have in the past. So he's gotten the ball out to our wideouts like Bryson McGill, and I think we've done a good job there. And then, you know, on the other side of the ball defensively, Grayson Kelly, I mentioned him previously, but he had 34 defensive points from a defensive tackle position. Now, getting 3 fumble recoveries in the game will definitely help that, but that's pretty impressive in terms of the energy that he plays with. And then our backer crew has been pretty strong as well. Derek Hagler and Rony Prophet have been 2 big leaders there that have done some great things for us. So, I mean, I know that's like a whole bunch of kids, but honestly, that's been the biggest difference this year is we're getting consistent contribution from, you know, almost 20-some-odd kids on Friday nights. And when you can go to that level rather than getting contributions from 12 or 13, it makes a big difference in what we're able to do.
Kemmer Ranger football coach Bart Jernigan joining us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Another big one for you guys again tonight, Coach. You guys have Thermopolis, a home game in Kemmer. This one, you look at the schedule and you look down the road, and this could be another one of those type games where the line might be drawn when it comes to who gets into the postseason and who doesn't. So when you guys look at the Bobcats, what do you see, and what are the keys to get another win tonight?
certainly with, you know, all the preseason prognostications have us and them kind of fighting it out on that borderline with a couple other teams. So this is a big game for us, and they're an incredibly talented team. Their quarterback is a big, strong kid. He can throw the ball. He can run the ball. He's very athletic, and he can hurt you in multiple ways. They run a kind of a mixed option attack where they'll run a lot of option principles at you, and you've got to be able to kind of decipher what type of option are you looking at. Are you looking at read option? Are you looking at triple veer? Or are you looking at speed option? And you got to be able to diagnose that pretty quick. So that's a big point of emphasis for us. He can also throw the ball pretty well and spreads it out. His brother's on the outside. He's kind of their main receiver, and he's something that we're going to aim to take away with our coverages and be pretty active in terms of getting after the quarterback, but then also with good pressure on the back end. Hopefully we can force some more of those turnovers this week. And then defensively, they just play physical and aggressive. You know, they fly around. Last week they held, you watch the game film and Worland beat them 21-6, but realistically it wasn't that big of a gap. The game was much closer than the scoreboard would even indicate. So they're going to be a stout test for us, and I think that's exciting. That's good. We're looking forward to seeing where we stand and getting another win that will hopefully put us, you know, one step closer to that ultimate goal of being in the playoffs and making some noise when we get there.
Well, obviously, you got to focus on the Bobcats, but I want to get your thoughts on the 2A West. We talk about this conference quite a bit on the show in terms of its competitive level and then how many good teams there are. Just want to get your thoughts on the 2A West and weigh in on that with as your position as coach.
Yeah, the parity in the league is really, it's unheard of. I mean, there's not an off week, I don't think, where you can look down the schedule and say, oh, we got this one in the bag or we got that one in the bag. And for the most part, I think that's the consensus feeling amongst all the coaches in the league. There's just not an easy trip. Nobody wants to go play Cokeville because they're tough. Nobody wants to play Lyman because they're tough. Nobody wants to go up to Pinedale because they're tough. You know, nobody wants to visit any of these places to play just because they know they're going to be in for a battle week in and week out. And I think it's a tip of the hat to the level of coaching that goes on in the preparation for our boys. I know definitely that, you know, there's just not a huge gap that, you know, maybe exists in some of the other conferences or divisions. There's not a huge gap between the top or the bottom, and everybody kind of pushes everybody pretty darn hard week in and week out. So, you know, that would be a big accomplishment for us to go ahead and sneak in and get into that playoffs and then go make some noise. And that's kind of where we look at it. We know every week from here on out it's going to be a battle, but if we can keep battling and stay humble and hungry, things will break our way, and hopefully we'll be in the playoffs come November.
Kemmer Ranger football coach Bart Jernigan this morning. First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, appreciate your time. Just we'll give you a chance to tell us one more time how important it is to pack those stands tonight to get that home win against Thermopolis. It's a big game, and we'll, of course, have the call live on the spur, but need a lot of red and black there tonight, don't we?
Yeah, red and black. We'll keep the red and gold up north. We appreciate our brethren up north, but we'll keep it red and black down here. It's a huge game for us beyond the game and the implications there. We're going to salute our educators and all our education professionals. So I guess I would just take the time to tell us you come on out and support both the boys and the education professionals and all the impact that they had. I think all of us, if we look back on our lives, can think of a teacher or somebody connected to schools that made a significant difference in our life. And tonight's the opportunity to kind of pay tribute to those kids as well as support our boys. So as always, we appreciate the support and we appreciate you having us on. And thank you so much. So go Rangers.
It's First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach Bart Jernigan, Kemmer Ranger football hosting Thermopolis tonight.